This is Law Radio. This is the final part of a three-part series featuring Scott Levy, president of Arley Wholesale. Last time we talked, when I was out for the Arley event, what was that, in May? Or I don't remember the month exactly.
It was in July this year, actually.
July. You had said that basically wood-look ceramic had really saved the ceramic sector. Expand on that, if you would.
Well, it really did because the manufacturers, it allowed them to do some things that are great on the manufacturing side. Most wood looks have one size. So it allowed them to just make one size and not change the size of the press on the machine. And anything when it comes to manufacturing, the more times you touch it, the more expensive it is for you to make.
Mm-hmm.
So it allowed them to make it that way. It also, most of the wood looks have some variation in it. So it allowed them to make the lines with a subtle shading that really reduced their dye lot issues, reduced what actually was seconds, because it really could fall in that framework of the shading. Also, the wood look tile jobs tend to be larger jobs. People tend to not just do a kitchen with them, they flow it through the whole first level of the house.
Mm.
Like people do with wood now too. We notice it definitely from our standpoint that our wood tile jobs are much larger than the average tile job. We've affected and changed our inventory because of that to make sure that we have the inventory to handle that. So with all these things happening, it really is a great thing for the manufacturers, because it also is a product that lends itself to residential and commercial. So they can make the same product now and make it for both. So it really was very, very easy for them. That's why they all jumped on it and kept hitting it. And the sales of the lines have just continued to improve over time, and the size of the product.
You had talked about how the big box players are basically expanding the pie. I saw an ad the other day, a Home Depot ad, really selling wood look ceramic. And they were, I think, the graphic was a bathroom.
Right. That's the one area now, too, where bathrooms and basements. You know, yes, you could do wood in a basement. You could do that with an engineered hardwood before. And that's something that, you know, if you properly prepared the floor and did everything, you could do it. But a lot of people didn't want to because it's still wood in the basement where it's damp and there's, you know, it didn't make sense. Same thing. And now you can go wood in the basement with a wood look tile. You can go wood in the bathroom. You can go wood. You can take a wood look and put it inside your shower if you want to.
Yeah.
You can make that the feature wall of the shower because it's just porcelain tile. Who cares? You know, and it really has added to all the areas that it can be used. And people do love it.
Now, your customers obviously love it as well.
Yes, yeah, it's been a huge part. I mean, you look back 10 years and wood look tile didn't exist. If you look at our top 20 now, wood look tile is all over that list.
Now, we had talked about new products a little bit earlier. New products across the board in 2016, how would you capitalize them on there? Are they exciting? Are they innovative? Are they Me Too-ish? Or how would you classify them?
I'd say the beginning of 2016 was much more interesting, where you did see some more of the large panel products coming out, and you saw some small formats coming. Everything since then kind of got to be Me Too-ish. I will say Trisai this year was probably the best, though, it's been in years, because as the U.S. economy has gotten stronger, the manufacturers are focusing more on it again. So we did see some more designs coming our way, but you know, we did see a lot of higher-end products this year that we got involved with that are more designer-oriented that we thought were very interesting. And that was a big change for us because we had not really had that opportunity before. Things were a little more Me Too, and this year manufacturers started taking a few more chances.
Now, I've been to your event for the last two or three years, and you seem to have a unique relationship with your customers. I mean, when you recommend something, that goes a long way with your customer base. At least that's my observation.
Well, it's a trust factor. It's a trust factor between our customers and Arley, and between and the manufacturers we represent, and also with us and them, because we rely on them to tell us what they're looking for and what they need. And we really have a lot of discussions with our customers about their struggles. and what makes it hard for them, and what do they find as their challenges. And then we try to see what we can do as a company to help answer their challenges or to round out their product offerings that we may not have had before, because they really do want to do business with us. We do make it very, very easy for them. Selling to retail consumer is way harder than doing wholesale. So they have a much harder job, so we want to make sure we make it as easy as possible for them to go out and do what they need to do.
But your recommendation of products to your customers go a long way. If your guy says, you know, hey, this is going to work, you know, they're pretty much going to buy it.
Yeah, they do, and it's because of a trust factor. We've been doing this for a very long time, and like I said, we specialize in it. It's not just one of the things that we do as a company. It's all we do. So they know we're fully invested in it. They know that we are not going to hide anything from them. They can see our inventory live online. They can order from us live online if they want to. Uh-huh. They know we have an extremely comprehensive website with all the information they ever need. They know we've developed an app for them that helps them actually design tile. We do a lot of things that other people won't do because it is everything that we do. And because of that, we really are all in all the time, and they know that. And that's why I really do believe there's a trust factor there.
What are some of the major changes that have occurred at Arley during the year, during 2016?
Well, we really concentrated on building our private label lines. We built two new divisions inside the company. One is called Qualis Ceramica, which is it's a partnership with our manufacturers where we sat with them and again, describe the struggles our customers are having, and part of those struggles are with the internet and the fact that their margins were getting lowered because they had to compete, because everyone was just using the same name over and over and over, so they had to compete with that name branded product online. So the manufacturers and Arley came to a decision about that we'd have certain lines that Arley would purchase that we would brand new under Qualis Ceramica, and anything under the Qualis Ceramica name could not be advertised online, whether by one of the top internet retailers or even by a store running their own website. You could not advertise it online whatsoever. So it is really art now, and our dealers have embraced this unbelievably because it really has changed the game for them, in that they now have a product category inside of Arley, who they're already doing a lot of business with. They have a product category they can make extra margin on because they don't have that. We also took the same concept to Riviera Tile Works. Riviera Tile Works is our high-end division, our funky tile, our, you know, not everyday run-of-the-mill tile that tends to go to a higher-level consumer. And we've started that as well, and we've introduced some lines there. So as these lines are hitting the market, we're seeing an instant reaction to them and an instant following of them. And, you know, we're looking at this as a five-year plan where you go 5 years down the line from us, and really we aren't doing anything anymore with name brand. And it's really under these private label divisions to help out our customers grow their business and be profitable in their business and what they deal with Arley. We also made some changes internally on some of our sundry manufacturers, as we moved away from one manufacturing alliance that we had to come out with some better products that our customers can make more money with.
Very interesting. Scott, what's your outlook for 2017?
Well, we think it's going to be a pretty strong year. I mean, we're looking at it now that we're past the election. And we think people are just going to get past it and move on with their lives like they usually do. And we don't see a reason why 2017 should be any different than the first half of 2016, which we had seen as much more robust. We do believe 2017 will continue to grow and to move, and then depending on how many things happen in the industry, you know, and with the taxes and everything else, it can move even faster. There's a lot of people that have a positive outlook towards it, and I think the first 100 days of the new administration will help either accelerate that or put a damper on it. But it'll be interesting to see what happens. I mean, as for Arley, we have big plans for the year. I can't really share all of them with you because where's the fun in that? It's more fun just to launch it as it happens. Mm-hmm. But we have a lot of plans from an infrastructure standpoint and from a product standpoint to really grow our business model and really get out there and really explain our business model to more people and to get in deeper with the people that we're with, because we believe that we do have a true value-added experience for our customers where they can make more money selling our lines with less hassle. And we see a lot of positive things on the horizon for Arley.
Great. You know, I find it a lot of fun when you announce new products. So I'm the only one on the other side of that anyway. But when you're ready to do that, we'll be here. We'd love to talk to you then.
That'd be great, and you'll definitely be the person I talk to.
I appreciate it. Scott, I'm really pleased you could spend some time with us this morning. Very beneficial. Happy holidays to you. Happy New Year. And we'll see you in Las Vegas.
Yes, happy holidays to you and all your listeners.
Very good. Thanks again. We've been talking with Scott Levy. He is the president of Arley Wholesale, and this is Floor Radio.